We are living in a unique day. And I think that God has given us a unique revelation for this day. I was thinking that, you know, the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 4 and verse 3 that all the works of God were finished from the foundation of the world. And the Bible teaches us that we are to enter in to His rest. And the question came to me that I was thinking about, does it mean that we are just to sit back and do nothing? Or as the Bible tells us, do we continue to seek God and press into that which God has revealed unto us? A lot has been said about the sovereignty of God. And we know that God is sovereign. We know that He set His purposes in action before the foundation of the world. And we know that no man can turn His purpose and no man can change God's mind. That God has proposed it to Himself and He is able to perform that which He has proposed. I tend to believe that the latter is the truth. Even though that God is sovereign, however, I still believe that we are to be pressing into and walking into the revelation that God has given us. And I don't believe that's doing. Because you're not doing, you're seeking, you're searching, you're looking for God. You know, man talks about the revivals of the past. Well, I don't call them revivals. I don't recall what Martin Luther received from God as a revival. It was a restoration. It was a visitation of God. And down through the ages, there's been many visitations of God. Many have happened. And, you know, we can look back at history, and if we don't remember what the others have gone through and where they've come from and what has happened or been the results of it, many times we're destined to repeat that. And as we look back into the visitations of God, back into the restoration of what God has been restoring to His people, we find that it's very simple and it's very easy, even going back to Israel, to slip into an easy way of doing things. We've seen it in our day. We've seen it with the church in our day. More and more people are just getting on sort of easy street. They're just what God has revealed within them and the word that was so vibrant in them. Look at the charismatic movement and what came out of that and the church, the home churches and the excitement of the infilling of the Holy Spirit that took place during the 60s and the 70s. And now look what has happened. Every day I'm reading about people that these ministries, big ministries, nationwide ministries that are coming out with some of the word that is just not even in the Bible. I mean, really, they're preaching things that don't even pertain to God's word. And what is happening, you come to a time to prop up that word that God has sent us. But you know, I believe that we're in, if we want to put it, I believe that we've got our master's degree. I believe God's given us a doctorate degree right now. God is going to be expressed in a people. God is going to express Himself through a people. He's always done it. God's never sent the angels to do His work on earth. All the way back, well, there's been visitations, but when it came down, He has used man. He used Martin Luther. He used the people in 1906. He used the charismatic movement. And it's all been done through a people. And the reason I say that this is a unique day in which we live is in the fact that we have come to the consummation of the ages. We're coming to the fulfillment of God's purpose on earth to gather all back into Himself. This is a unique day that we're living in. But God is not going to have an unprepared people. And I believe that when in this hour that God is speaking a word, you know, we went through a time, all of us have, when we began to hear the salvation of all, we began to hear that there was no such thing as a rapture, there was no hell. And we were excited to hear the next speaker that was coming through. We waited with anticipation to hear the next word that was being said, the next revelation. But I'm going to tell you, I believe we've come to a day where God is saying, you're going to walk this thing out. You're going to walk out that which I have taught you. Because every revelation and every word, and it's been God's purpose, so I'm not criticizing those, but every revelation and every word and every visitation that man has ever got up until this day has become a denomination of complacent individuals that are just existing in the word that they have. There are those that are existing in the Passover. All they know is salvation, and they're satisfied in the Passover. That's it. There are those that are existing in the Pentecostal, and they're propping up over and over again that move and trying to replicate it over and over again. If we can just pray hard enough, if we can just do hard enough, God will give us another visitation. He'll revive that work that He did years ago. And we'll express it today. But that's not God's purpose. God's purpose is to have a people that a son that is manifested in the earth to become an expression of God, to bring His fresh word into creation to set creation free. It's not God's desire in this hour to build another building nor another denomination. It's not God's desire in this hour for this revelation that we have experienced and that we have walked in to become stagnant and just go through propping it up over and over again. But it is God's desire that this that we have received becomes reality within us, that we become the expression of God in the earth, the manifestation of God in the earth to set creation free. And that's not putting down any other move or religion or whatever God's done, because that's been His purpose for that hour and for that day. And it has gone out exactly like He has said. But this is a new day. This is a new hour. As I was telling, I don't know whether it was Larry or Tommy this week, that we are a unique people, and I believe this with all my heart. That this is a manifestation or a revelation of God that has been birthed in the heart of a people with a teachable spirit. That there is not a desire to build another church or another denomination, but there is a desire to see the ending of that revelation that God has placed within us. And in other days, when God places a desire in the hearts of the people to see something new or to see God manifest in the earth, renewals have come because those people have set aside themselves to seek, to pray, and to search out the Word of God for their day. I mean, they call it revival. I call it renewal, but those manifestations of yesterday, I remember Gerald Durstein. They had a desire to see more of God. They didn't know what they were praying for, but they fasted for a whole year, a couple of days a week. And between the late 1950s, between Christmas and New Year's, they met together more often and prayed. And here were these Mennonites that were not seeking for the filling of the Holy Spirit, but that God sovereignly, in their congregation, heard a thump, somebody fell to the floor, and they dragged the people to the altar, and they began to speak in tongues. They didn't know what was happening, but as they spoke in tongues, they interpreted the word and told what was going on. It was beginning of a move of God, but it was birthed out of a sincere desire of searching and seeking the Lord. And I don't believe searching and seeking is doing. Doing is trying to do something to please God. That's not trying to please God. In Hebrews, it says, 4:3 in the Amplified says, waiting for all who have believed from the foundation of the world, that God's work have been completed and prepared, and they're waiting for all who have believed from the foundation of the world. I believe this word that we're in today, God's going to do it, but he's going to do it in his time. Now, in Philippians 3 and verse 12, Paul, and I always like to go back to Paul because Paul was a man that was, he was not born out of his time. That was God's destiny. I've said that so many times, but it really was not a day that he was born out of his time. That was his time. And Paul's birthing into the kingdom of God was extraordinarily unique in that he had nothing to do with it. It was not of his choosing, nor was it of his desire. But it was of God's destiny that God knocked him off of his donkey and the light shone around him and God expressed himself in Paul. And this man of God who spent time with God, gave us most of the New Testament, went on to Damascus, received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. For 14 years, we don't have much about him. But over and over again, he did not say, this I received from Jerusalem or from the elders there. He said, this have I received from the Lord. God taught Paul the word. God expressed himself. And in Philippians 3:12, this man says, not as though I had already attained. Now, here was a guy that wrote most of the New Testament. But he said, I haven't already attained, neither was already perfect. But I follow after that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of in Christ Jesus. Now, we need to understand, and I believe we already know this, that God has apprehended us sovereignly for this day and this hour. God has laid his hand on a people all over the world, a remnant that he has called out as a first fruits people to be a part of this that he is doing. We have been in days of preparation. We have been in days of teaching. And he said, it's not that I have apprehended that for which I, but I follow after that I may apprehend that which I've been apprehended for. Brethren, I count not myself to have been apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and looking forward, reaching forth to those things which are ahead. Those things that are behind. I don't believe that Paul was talking about the experiences of salvation or the experience of the infilling of the Holy Spirit or the fundamental teachings. But those things that are of man, those traditions of man, he said, I forget those and I reach forth for those things which were before. I press, and that word press means to pursue, to seek after eagerly, to earnestly endeavor to acquire. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark. in thinking about what the thoughts I was thinking about that, I thought about Jesus. Jesus had a destiny. God's purpose for the life of Jesus was to become the Lamb that was without spot or wrinkle, that would be the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. That was His destiny. But Jesus worked His whole life. And I don't say worked, I should say ministered. He ministered His whole lives to the needs of creation in His day. On the way to the cross, He prayed, He sought His Father. He's our example. And Paul said, I press in. God's called us apart in this hour. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that God's called a people to walk out the revelation that He has placed within our heart. I believe that trumpet is sounding now. We've talked about it for 2 or 3 years now, about the fact that God's called us aside individually into our little hut to worship and to praise and to seek His face. No, we've got a tendency. We all have it, and it's not wrong. We want to hear something good. We want to hear a good orator. We want to hear a good word. We want to hear a good expression of God, and there's nothing wrong with that. But beloved, the thing that is ringing over and over me, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear. That's an individual thing. That is an individual word. That is an individual revelation. That is an individual process that God is putting us through, that He is teaching us, that He is bringing us to the place of total trust and dependency upon Him, that in that hour of manifestation and unveiling, we will walk in that which He has told us only, not looking to the right or to the left and not listening to any man, but listening only to the Father and declaring that we hear in the Spirit, out of the realm of the Spirit, into creation to set it free. To pursue, to seek after eagerly, to endeavor and to require. Colossians 3:1 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead. Did you hear that? Romans says you're crucified with Christ. Corinthians says we're not our own. We're purchased with a price. Paul said you're dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. That when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall appear with Him also in glory. You see, those things which are above, not higher on a natural level, but He's talking about Spirit. Those things which are above, to set your affection not on things of the earth. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ. Matthew tells us that if we ask, we shall find. If we seek, we shall receive. If we knock, it shall be open unto us. In Isaiah 40 verse 7 says, but they that wait, the word wait means to wait, to look for, to hope, to expect, to look eagerly for, and to linger. Hallelujah. It is an expression of a personal relationship with God. Not with anyone else, but with you and God. He said, they that wait for, they that look for, they that hope, they that expect, they that look eagerly, they that linger in my presence shall renew their strength. And you know, the thing about it is, when God begins, gives us a revelation, from Malachi to Matthew, there was 400 and some years. There was not a prophet in the land. There was not a word in the land. Yes, there were individuals that worshiped God until John the Baptist came on the scene and began to declare the birth of Jesus, the Savior. And I tell you that in every outpouring or every renewal or every restoration that God has born, there's come a day when there's not been a word in the land. There's come a day when man has had to go it on his own. So what does he do? He builds his religions. He brings in his understanding. He brings in his comprehension. He brings in the way he looks at it. And he builds his buildings and he writes his beliefs in stone. And he says, this is it. God has stopped speaking. And we're going to prop up this and we're going to make it work. And when it doesn't work, we're going to have a committee. And when they don't work, then we're going to, as someone said, come up to the wall and the first thing they do is get a committee. And they pray and they rebuke the wall and they do everything. And then when they can't do nothing else, they go around it. They ignore it. They don't stop and say, God, what is your word for this hour? With the willingness, and that's the key, the willingness to change the way they're doing. And beloved, I submit to you that in this day right now that we're living in, it is going to be easy for those of us that have heard this expression of God and this revelation of God to fall back into those things of yesterday. But God is saying, wake up. It's not a time to fall back. It's a time to stand up. It's a time to walk. It's a time to believe into the reality of that I have spoken unto you. For the day is coming and is even now that my word shall be in your heart and shall rise upon you. And my word shall walk in the midst of you and shall reveal unto you the truth of that I am doing in this time. For it is coming to that hour that I have worked. And I have brought you to, and not man. No man brought you to this day. No man has had any part in that is within you in this hour. Because it is the word that I have put within you, and I only have put within you. And it is not a day to stop or to look back or to turn to the right or the left. But it is a day to look up and to rise in my spirit to seek those things which I have spoken unto you. That I will reveal in the midst of you, for this hour is the hour that I have chosen for a people to see and their eyes to be open and the illumination to be within them. For this is the hour of my purpose in the midst of you. And it is not a day of slowing down and turning back. It is not a day of looking to yesterday and desiring the things of the past. They are gone. They are past. They are over. They're in the yesterday, but this is the now of my spirit. This is the now of my day. This is the hour that I am processing my people and bringing them out of the darkness and into the light of the glory that I have given unto you. For no man can lead you in this hour. Only my spirit will lead you. Only that I say will bring life within you and bring change in the places where changes need to be made. For man wants to put in his word and his understanding and his comprehension, and it is not of me, and it is nothing that I have had to do with. But my purpose and my word, they are spirit and they are life, and they will bring change within you, and they will bring you even to the birthing and even into the reality of being manifested in the world and standing in the hour that I have brought you to. So it's a time to look unto me and not to look unto others. It's a time to hear my words and not to listen to what those around you are saying. For man will lead you astray and man will cause you to go out into outer darkness and man will cause you to be blinded. But I have called you to see the reality of who I am. I have called you to come in to communion and to fellowship with me. And to see me as I am, because when you see me, when you see the unveiled I Am in the midst of you, stand and rise up. You shall be as I am, and you shall know as I am, and you shall rejoice as I am, and you shall walk as I am in the midst of the darkness of this world. For the light shall shine forth from you in this day, that others may see and know that I am God. I am He that hath created all things and have brought you out of darkness into His light. And it is not you, it is Me. For I have brought you to this hour. You have had nothing to do with it. I have led you all of these years and brought you to this hour Myself. And beloved, I will not let you go. You are My people. You are the sheep of My pasture, and I will not let you go, for this day is different than those days of the past. Man has, in those days of the past, built upon his own foundation and their own words. But this is a day that I will not allow My people to build upon the ways of yesterday. But this is the day that I will build My word in the midst of My people, and they shall know that it is Me, and there shall be no doubt about that which was or that which is. They shall know that it is Me in the midst of them, bringing them into this hour. For I shall do it, saith the Lord. I shall do it. I shall do it. And no man shall stop that which I do in this hour. So I say unto you today to seek that which I am, to turn aside from all that which was and is and shall be, and know the reality of who I am in the midst of you. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I don't believe there's anything else that I can say to that. Amen. Praise God.